Hi, everyone, and welcome again to this week's Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. I thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll subscribe. You can also find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. I'd love to hear from you through the contact form there or by emailing me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. Today, I was reminded of one of the four agreements from a book by Don Miguel Ruiz based on Toltec wisdom. Very interesting read, and one of whose ideas resonate very much with me as we pursue our true divine purpose. The second agreement mentioned in the book is the one I want to talk about today. Here it is. Don't take anything personally. The author of the book reminds us that one of the main keys to well-being, to really connecting honestly with who we are and the life God intended for us, is to stop taking everything personally. He mentions how nothing anyone does is because of you. It's because of them. We all live in our own world, in our own minds. Anything one might say to you or do to you, even though it may seem personally hurtful or insulting directly, it really has everything to do with their own frame of reference and nothing to do with what is truth, your truth. And I like that Ruiz has this to say as well. This is a quote. Whatever people do, feel, think, or say, don't take it personally. If they tell you how wonderful you are, they are not saying that because of you. You know you are wonderful. It is not necessary to believe other people who tell you you are wonderful. Don't take anything personally. End of quote. So this doesn't mean it isn't nice to hear our good qualities validated by others on occasion. But when we make another's words or actions our gauge of how we are, who we are, our own merit, or our own failure to please, we have given another person power over our well-being. It leaves us in a very precarious place. We find ourselves relying on how others perceive us, which is from their own frame of reference. Then our peace is completely unstable, and we've given our will over to others who do not really know us. Jesus said, "Let no man take your joy from you. Your joy belongs to you because God gave it to you. Your goodness, your worth, your lovableness, your peace belongs to you, and no person should be allowed to take it from you. And they only can if you agree to let them." So how do we get past letting others' opinions influence us? Ruiz says that even the opinions we have about ourselves are not always true. We view ourselves through a lens that is also colored by our past or self-doubt or judgment. The only true view of you comes from God. And that is not unstable. It is absolutely reliable. God's view says, "Yes, you are wonderful because I made you that way." When we go back to our source and our relationship with God and leave human opinion out of it, things are clearer. They're undiluted. And without some intermediary altering the message, like playing a game of telephone where the end statement is completely different from what the first player of the game had said. So we have to get back to that pure consciousness. It's by knowing God that we truly know what and who we are. We're made of God's qualities, and those are the truth of us. So seeing God's perfection, we can know our own. And if there's something about us that needs correction humanly, we awake, so to speak, and adjust our thought or behavior by discovering that through looking into the light of the true model, that divine source, not by listening to others' opinions or knocking about in the dark of mortal thoughts that's colored with fear, limitation, and guilt and the like, then we can see that wrong idea up against the light for what it is. So say you reached out to a friend who you thought was in need. They have not returned your call. You feel at first that they're being disrespectful. Then you begin to wonder why they aren't calling you. What did you do? What do they think you've done? Why are you being shut out? Did you overstep and make them feel weird or uncomfortable? Don't take it personally. Instead, what does God say? What qualities were you expressing? What was your motive? Was it good? Did you come from your heart and your best sense of what to do? If the answer is yes, then you can remember that and rest in the qualities of God you expressed and not the response or lack of it. Stop the questions and remember who you are. You can let that whole little scenario go and trust the goodness that is you. You can continue to think about that person with love and care, but it doesn't matter what they say or don't say. This goes for approval as well. We really have to stop looking to others for approval. They likely won't give it when we need it and will give it when we really didn't seek it or even care. It isn't that people don't approve. It's that the expression of it we feel we might need may not come because of where they are in that moment. They may feel a glow of love for you and your work or whatever, but they may cherish that within and not say anything because they don't know how or they don't want to make you uncomfortable. You really don't know. So when you feel a need of validation, take it to the Father. And when I say that, I mean take it to your soul, to your own heart of hearts, that truth within you, God within you. Do you feel when you go there that you did a good job? Within you, were you happy and honest and genuine in what you did or said? Honor God enough to let Him be the one that celebrates you with your own soul rather than leaving it to persons. They don't know you like God does, nor do they love you like He does. God's approval is the treasure from heaven. It brings bigger blessings, both in spirit and in life, than when we look in a narrow direction for our supply of gratitude or uplift or approval. Learn to trust your own motives and your own heart more than you do what others say or do toward you. It doesn't mean you'll never get a compliment. It just means that compliment will only be a lovely added bonus to the fact that you already know who you are and why you deserve to be happy and grateful and blessed. Try it out. This agreement is really a good one. You'll be surprised how freeing it is to just settle into agree with truth and not with other persons about your own being and actions. And that doesn't stop us from caring about others. It actually makes us less selfish because we're no longer concerned about how we are perceived. We're simply going to do what feels right because we can't help but be who we are. I hope this was helpful, or at least a start in feeling more free, clearing away some of the garbage that makes it harder to see that twinkling divine purpose calling you to be yourself and to do it gloriously. We do these every Friday. Let me know if you want to talk. I'd love to schedule a complimentary discovery session with you if you're interested in exploring divine purpose coaching. I'm also just happy to hear from you with your thoughts or with topic ideas that you might be interested in hearing in the future. I'm at lauramolitor@gmail.com, or you can find all my info at beingfreenow.com. You can also read my twice weekly spiritual blog at beingfreenow.blog. That's another option. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next week.